our stuff today, Alberta Agriculture and Forestry is helping fund a three-year pilot program that will recycle agricultural plastics. Al Kemry, chairman of the Agricultural Plastics Recycling Group, says this is a significant announcement.
One would be the fact that over the last 2 to 3 years, we've had all the different people involved in the ag plastics world, whether it's producers or the municipalities or the makers of the plastic and the retailers, all at the table trying to come up with a solution or a process forward. And this gives us a little bit of an incentive to keep that going because we see some movement on it. But even more so, I think it's going to give us a lot of information and a lot of basis for what I would hope in the long run is a long-term automatic program that continues year after year after year that can look after the stewardship of ag plastics.
And how big an issue is this?
It's a growing issue. It doesn't seem to matter anymore which municipality we go to. We get the requests to, you know, what are we doing about ag plastics? As you're aware, we've had ag plastics being used for years in silage and the polypropylene twines and the likes of that. But more recently, we've seen a big influence of the grain banks as farming changes and farmers need to have different storage mechanisms available at harvest time. We've seen such a growth in the use of the bags and no home for them once they're done. They're a single-use type approach, and they're starting to build up on the landscape. And so a good end-use program is what's needed for the future so that they don't end up in the landfills or don't end up, and even worse, being burned on the farm.
So what's going to be involved in the pilot program then?
It'll start off with us trying to get in touch with everybody who's involved in the ag plastics business and find out what kind of plastics are on the landscape, get a bit of an idea what the inventory of the plastics are, a more current one, the different types of plastics that are out there, but then also how do we build recycle programs to find a way to get it from the farm to the end user where it can be converted into another use. And it's a three-year program that'll be done in three different phases, trying to get as many municipalities from across the province involved in this as what we can manage.
What's the ultimate goal of the pilot program then?
The ultimate goal would be to have a system in place similar to other places across the world where ag plastics can be collected, sent to an end-use process, and there may be many different end-use processes depending on the quality of the plastic, and have this plastic, the resin or whatever it is, get used for something other than just to be discarded. The farmers are looking for an alternative too, and I think that's the real positive of this. We've got so many people involved in it. So I think ultimately we need to have something that's easy to manage for municipalities, easy to manage for the farmers, and easy to manage for the retailers.
The Alberta beef producers will use the $750,000 grant to coordinate the recycling program on behalf of the Agricultural Plastics Recycling Group.